There have been calls for an inquiry into why former security workers from the Manus Island Detention Centre are having their insurance claims rejected. A former security guard has spoken to the ABC about his struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder after his application for compensation was dismissed. David Chen reports.
It's a daily routine for Rick Morse, taking a handful of pills to treat the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. The former Wilson security worker was diagnosed with a mental illness after leaving the Manus Island Detention Centre. The 54-year-old says he developed PTSD after receiving threats on social media from asylum seekers at the facility.
I was getting harassed and threatened. My wife was being threatened. And that incident ended up bringing me off the island when I got a little bit sick. They were making threats towards my family, yeah, that they'll get my family, they'll get me. When you're on your Manus Island and you've been there a while, the refugees are quite freely spoken.
After arriving back in Australia, Rick Morse sought treatment and also made an insurance claim to cover his costs. Wilson Security's insurer, Southern Cross Assurance Limited, based in Port Moresby, rejected his application. It said his mental illness was a pre-existing condition and that he had failed to disclose it. Rick Morse again.
Because I've had PTSD before, they classed it as a pre-existing injury. Like, I'm ex-military, I'm ex-copper. So I have had mental issues in the past. Haven't had any treatment for 5 years, no medication for 5 years, no treatment, no referrals, no nothing for 5 years. And then I had the incident, which then caused me to relapse. When I saw my actual psychiatrist, he said, no, it's not a relapse. It is a new injury. It has all been caused by the incident over there. It's just like breaking your leg. You break your leg once, it heals. You break your leg again, you've got another injury. So, and that's what he said. So that's why they claim that it's been denied.
A former colleague who only wants to be known as Tim says Rick Morse has been poorly treated.
Well, the insurance they had wasn't suffice to cover what could end up happening. Trying to talk to Wilson's and garner some support from hierarchy was always hard, especially when you're looking at something like a PTSD claim or anything like that. They pretty much just shut the door on you. So it's very difficult to communicate with Wilson's about any issues that you do have.
Tim wants the company to provide better support to its former employees.
Well, just be treated with respect and fairly, obviously. Talk to them would be the first thing and see what their issues are and then try and work together to reach an agreement or something that helps everyone move forward, whether that's retraining and or employment for them back in Australia. I mean, all the people I worked with over there were fantastic guys. They were wonderful security guards and they did take pride in their work and they're exemplary humans. They're all great people, so they need to be looked after.
Tim is a former colleague of Rick Morse, that report by David Chen. And Wilson Security was contacted for this story but referred the ABC to the Immigration Department. The department says it has strict clauses requiring subcontractors to have the appropriate insurance.